Hi, folks. This is Gary Bauer in Washington, D.C. with Wednesday, June 6th, end of day report. Walker wins. Scott Walker made history last night. There have only been three gubernatorial recall elections in U.S. history, and Scott Walker, the conservative in Wisconsin, is the only governor to survive. He did more than just survive. He actually expanded his margin of victory last night over his vote in 2010. Congratulations, Governor Walker. Hey, I've got a confession to make. I loved watching MSNBC last night and CNN and seeing those liberal heads literally explode when they had to report those election results. You know, we kept a low profile throughout the race, but we played our part by sending voter education materials and get out the vote messages into the state for days leading up to the election. Every one of you who supports our work shares in this historic victory. Thank you, my friends. Now, here's a few lessons that I got overnight as I thought about this great election in Wisconsin. Lesson number one, public sector unions were the clear losers last night. That's the big takeaway from yesterday's result. It's also the lead headline in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Big labor wanted to make an example out of Scott Walker, and they spent big on his recall election. But in the end, big labor was the biggest loser, and not just in Wisconsin. In San Diego and San Jose, California yesterday, voters overwhelmingly approved initiatives to reform pension programs for local government workers and save the taxpayers some money. Lesson number two, it's difficult to overstate the significance of what happened in this election. As one commentator noted, it wasn't for nothing that big labor targeted Wisconsin for state legislative recall elections last year. It wasn't for nothing that they threw the kitchen sink at a Wisconsin state Supreme Court race last year. And it wasn't for nothing that big labor won after Walker this year. But in each case, they fell short. And do you remember the thuggish left-wing crowds that occupied and vandalized the state capitol during the legislative debate on Governor Walker's reform proposals? There were assaults and death threats made against Republican legislatures. The governor himself had to put his family in hiding. I didn't hear any reporters talking about that last night. Conservatives were horrified. But the liberal media, well, they said it was just the people speaking up. Democracy in action. Well, last night, when conservative Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clefish took the podium, she was on the ballot too, and she won big. She looked out at the crowd and said, "This is what democracy looks like." That was a great line to shame the left and its liberal media allies. Good for her. Well, here's another lesson for us. All day yesterday, my heart sunk as reports of suspected liberal cheating came in from all over the state of Wisconsin. Early in the day, election officials in liberal Madison were predicting turnout of, are you ready, 119%. No, that's not a typo. Thanks to same-day voter registration in Wisconsin, people can just show up at the polls on election day, register then, and cast ballots. This makes voter fraud very easy because there's just no time to verify information. It's particularly a problem in college towns like Madison because there's little to stop students from voting by absentee from their home address and then registering at the polls and voting in person again on election day. Well, thankfully, the cheating didn't matter because the race wasn't close. But the lesson here is we've got to expect big cheating this November. Every conservative has to vote this November, and conservatives need to make sure that the polls are watched carefully to prevent the left from stealing the election away. Another lesson, while labor and budget issues may have dominated the headlines in Wisconsin, I think it's a gigantic mistake to underestimate values issues. During a recent debate, Democrat Tom Barrett publicly embraced same-sex marriage. This in a state that had just voted for normal marriage a couple of years ago. He also supported taxpayer funding of abortion. Conservative Governor Walker rejected both ideas. He ran as being pro-life and pro-normal marriage, and I think it's one of the reasons he won. Perhaps in response, Walker's support in a number of rural communities actually increased by several percentage points last night over his vote in 2010. That's amazing. And not only that, Governor Walker also won nearly 40% of union households last night. That's right, the union households. So the class warfare junk didn't work in Wisconsin anywhere any better than it worked anywhere else. By the way, and I was moved by this. If you were up late last night, I hope you were too. Governor Walker began his victory speech to a raucous crowd by saying, quote, "First of all, I would like to thank God for his abundant grace." The crowd roared. A few minutes later, looking out and seeing all the young people in the crowd, he said, "Wow, this is what it's all about. Faith, family, freedom." Where have you heard that slogan before, my friends? The crowd roared again. There's a lesson here for the Romney campaign. There's no reason to think that Governor Romney will outperform Scott Walker in the Democrat strongholds like Madison and Milwaukee, but he needs to do at least as well as Governor Walker in the rural counties, which of course have greater concentrations of religious voters who care about pro-family and pro-life issues. Of course, Governor Romney must and probably will keep talking about the economy. I understand that. But he also needs to step up his appeal to values voters, to pro-life voters, to voters who believe marriage is between a man and a woman. Hey, well, here's our hypocrisy alert. Did you hear the liberals squealing last night and this morning? Democrats and their media allies are howling, complaining about the GOP's fundraising advantage in this Wisconsin election. Their hypocrisy is breathtaking. In 2008, Barack Obama had a massive fundraising advantage over John McCain. No one in the media seemed bothered then about financial advantages and disadvantages. Last year, Democrats in the media gloated about how Obama the rock star would raise $1 billion for his reelection campaign and bury the GOP nominee, whoever it was. And now the left is whining about money. When Democrats have the advantage, well, money's an asset. Isn't it great, they say. But when we have the advantage, suddenly we are a threat to democracy. Now for the big question. What do last night's results mean for November? Democrats are taking some comfort in the fact that exit polls showed Barack Obama would likely beat Mitt Romney. That's right, that the people that voted yesterday, electing conservative Walker, reelecting him, that somehow they would vote for Barack Obama? I'm sorry, I don't believe it. I think those exit polls are flawed. It's June and nationally economic conditions appear to be getting worse, not better. We've not had a presidential debate yet. Governor Romney is still in the process of introducing himself to the voters. Obama's job performance, however, is well known, and it stinks. You know, in 2008, Obama won Wisconsin by 14 points. And now, according to those exit polls, he's only up by 7. That's a big erosion of his support, 50% in fact. Now, I know it's kind of risky to extrapolate nationally based on this one state, but it only stands to reason that Obama may have experienced erosion in other key states too. If he's dropped 50% in Wisconsin, maybe neighboring Iowa and Michigan are more competitive than we originally thought. Now remember this, my friends. In 2008, my friend John McCain, he was fighting like heck just to hold on to traditional GOP states like Indiana, North Carolina, and Virginia. And by the way, he lost all three. But this time, it looks like we may get those three states back, and it'll be Barack Obama fighting to hold on to traditional Democrat states like Wisconsin, Iowa, Michigan, and maybe even Pennsylvania. We'll find out over the next 153 days. Stay tuned. But I don't know about you. I'm one happy guy today. You should be too. Conservatives are on a roll. This is Gary Bauer signing off from Washington, D.C.